I've been around, turned around, made to see new eyes burning in my head. Color bands, liar friends, new eyes seeing the black and white. Ripped away, burned away, strength, beauty live in the black and white. Black and white.
Hey, Florida Geek Scenesters, what's going on? What do we call ourselves? Do we call ourselves Florida Geek Scenesters? That's a little bit too much, and I hate Scenesters. Scenesters just sounds like crap. Geeksters? FGSers? Nah, FGSers just sounds weird. Like, it just sounds like a group that has sex with something weird. I don't know. So, we can work on that. I guess if you guys have any ideas of what they call ourselves for this podcast, but... Welcome to the Florida Geek Scene comic review show. My name is Juan. What's going on, guys? This is the second one. This is going to be short and sweet. Don't have too much this week to talk to you guys about. But they're good books that we want to talk about. And it's important when those good books happen and everything else. If you follow the other Fuakata podcast that I do, you'll see that one of the things I'm dealing with right now is that I have opened a comic book shop in Hialeah, Florida. And thanks to the much help and brilliant and awesome friends that I have, it's coming together pretty nicely. But one of the things that's happening is that, you know, I'm trying to figure out, all right, what do I stock? What do I not stock? What do I put in? What do I that? And, you know, I know the reality of it is going to be, it's going to be done over time. But by the same token, I see that a lot of times, no matter how I play it, you know, you always come back and you start looking at the catalog and everything, and like DC Comics and Marvel just suck the oxygen out of the room. I mean, there's just like, right now there's Secret Wars and there's Convergence and there's all this other stuff, which is a great segue into another plug. If you listen to my last podcast before this, I talk about world building and world destroying. And we talk about how now in comics, it's just a common thing. Every 3 to 4 or 5 years, you know, worlds must end and new ones begin. And so we're all back at the same drawing board together, looking at the racks become vacant and then come back together. And right now, that's the thing that's happening with those two. It was a good opportunity to get a lot of indies in here and kind of have people to read them and look at them and everything else. But, in essence, it kind of also, again, now, like, next month there's, like, 14 new number ones or something that we have to look at, and there's so many other things. It kind of, like, you know, leaves you with a kind of situation where you go, okay, what do I read? And for you guys, you know, you make your choices, and you look at your books, and you look at this, and see what catches your eye. But for a retailer, it's you start seeing how hard it is to balance it, because every single thing is precious real estate and precious, you know, money, funds. You know, I buy 3 copies of this book. I'm not buying that might sell. I'm not buying 3 copies of a book that will most likely sell. So it's kind of like a weird game, you know. What do you put in? What do you not put in? So that's where I'm kind of at with a lot of that stuff. I mean, I'm just trying to see, okay, what do we do? What do we put up? What do we, you know? So, I mean, it's hard, but then, I mean, now you come across a couple of stories and you find something, and there's a couple of things out there that, like one book that I'm going to review that's pretty good about that. That's actually, you know, you look at it and you can see, you know, because there's stuff that I like and I'm going to say, dude, everybody should like this. And there's stuff that I like that I know nobody's going to like it. So I got to temper it. But that's where I try to curate. I try to curate the shop so that, you know, you guys are going to find what you want. But you might find something you didn't know you want. And you might get interested in something that you never knew before. And that's my job. I need to be that gatekeeper. I need to be the guy that comes in and says, check this out. And have you get into it. So hopefully I'll get to have that done, you know. So for the first book that we're reviewing, it kind of falls into that. This is the kind of book that I dig it. I don't think I would be like, oh shit, I gotta read this book. It's not my total cup of tea. But first off, it's a good book. It's well, really well made, and it's Alison Tremain and Kogar's Giant Days by Boom Studios. I guess under the moniker Boombox. I don't know if that's another sublet of it. It's Shelley Paroline and Braden Lamb that drew this. It's pretty cool. It has like a kind of, how do I say it? Like Scott Pilgrim quality to it. I got a p. You know, when I'm reading this, I got like the variant covers and everything else, and they're kind of cool. So yeah, written by John Allison, illustrated by Lisa Treyman, and then colors by Whitney Kogar and letters by Jim Campbell. It's really cool. I dug the story. It's a story of these three friends. I guess they're just like freshmen in college and stuff like that. And it has a lot of kind of like cool moodiness and weird little outtakes and stuff. You know, it has that flavor of like Bam Bam Boom in the sense of the storyline and everything else. Some of the characters, I guess you could say, you know, one of the things that gets me is that you kind of see what character each character is. Like, okay, this girl's tough. This girl's the center cool one, crazy. The next one is the, you know, the sweet dumb one that could become fiery, blah blah blah, or anything like that. In that sense, you can kind of sense a lot of things. There's also a very big, huge hipster vibe to it. And I'm like, oh, wow, you're not saying too many things. The story is what makes it good, and there's some parts here that I really enjoy the reading, and I like looking at it, and it's fun. You know, it's a fun book. It's something that's really cool. This is something I could introduce to any young person to read, or anybody really. I mean, it doesn't have to be that young either. This is anybody who enjoys something that has friends, something that has, you know, a lot of fun into it. That changes page to page too. I mean, there's just so many different things. Some of the antics in here and some of the things that are going on, I mean, they're very like this generation kind of thing. And so that's one of the things that I look at it and I'm just kind of like, eh. Because it's just, I don't know. But it has a Breakfast Club quality to it at the same time. There's so many little notes, the characters' interactions, and minor characters. There's points there that you think minor characters have nothing to do with it, that they're gonna come and go. And then by the time you get to the end, you see that they're part of a bigger arc. Overall, I think the story's really good, and I think it's something that like if you were, I don't know, I think if I had 2 to 3 issues, I really would have a better assessment, and I would really tell you, you know, how much I like it or not. I dig it. I think it's cool. I just feel like I've seen this before. But it's a fun story. I think it's, I don't know, it's cute. There's really cute stuff in here. And again, the dynamics and now the character and the art is great. Even the storytelling is great. The sequential art is great too. Doesn't break any barriers, but it tells the story very confidently and very good. You don't get lost or anything like that. I just think the story itself and the characters are kind of meh, you know. But it's entertaining. It's something that you can read and you'll be like, oh shit, that's cool. Like, oh, okay, that happened. All right, cool. You know, like you're not gonna walk away going meh. So I would definitely say pick it up. It's a thumbs up. Pick it up if you're into Scott Pilgrim, if you're into, see, I have a couple of people, like if you're into Demonology 101, like by Faith Erin Hicks or something like that, this could fall into it. I just feel like Demonology 101 did it better. But this could be like a nice continuance if you're done with that or done with one of her books or Scott Pilgrim and you kind of need that same feed or something. This could be good and has a great cast of characters. I think one issue is not enough also to judge the full story, but it's really interesting. I think it's really cool. So I would say, yeah, go pick up Giant Days #1 by Oni Press. And check it out. This is a book too, good book too, that you could pick up and like lend to a friend and be like, "Hey man, check this book out." You know, I think it could really work. And as for the other issue that I've read today, hold on 1 second. I didn't have too many other things. Not too many independents came up. So I had one other book that, of all the books that I was reading right now, so I was looking at Uncanny X-Men 32. It just came out by Brian Michael Bendis and Chris Bachalo, or Bacalo. It's pretty good. They're pretty good. I'm a huge fan of Chris Bacalo and everything. I just wanted to bring this issue up because I think it's like a big turning point if you're an X-Men fan. I know we're all heading into the end with Secret Wars and everything, but it was a pretty cool issue with, I think, seeing the Summers brothers again in that issue together. I'm not gonna do any spoilers, but we knew that the last issue before that, Alex just showed up with a scarred face and everything, and he's talking to Cyclops and all that. There's some really cool scenes and everything else. I want to just point it out because I just think it's a poignant issue and a real human issue. And I was just seeing that in a couple of comics this week, that they were, interesting to see a real human kind of storytelling evolve. I don't know if you guys remember last week, I was reading some of the Batgirl comics from the 52 Gail Simone's run. And before that, it was Aquaman. And Aquaman was so fucking sterile that, and there were some points there that were kind of, whatever. Like, they wanted to twist and turn on you, but you just didn't care. Batgirl's the opposite. Like, Batgirl, I've noticed I really cared. I'm like reading it, and there's like this great story now that they came out with where, we're in the series. I think it was around issue 2021 where he finds she starts dating this guy, and but he's like a former hood, and it was like a guy that she actually saved, and all this stuff that's going on, and she has this great day, and you feel for her, you cheer for her, because they dragged her through so much shit, so that when she has a nice, date and a shopping day with her friend, and lives a normal life for a second, you get like, oh yeah, wow, like it touches you, you care, And I think it's happening here with X-Men. I think you're just starting to see Cyclops really having gone through everything that he's gone through, and he's just like done. And it's him playing catch up with his brother Alex. And Alex is like, where is so and so? Where are the students? Where's Emma Frost? Where is this? And it's showing everything that's changed and what's happened with his side of the X-Men. And it's actually, it was funny because there was just so many times that I was really done with this Cyclops. I was really done with what they were doing. But it was fun to see Havoc and Cyclops, being brothers, being the Summers brothers, and coming together on this. And after catching up, Scott has that one ally that he always has, and just getting into. And it ends poignantly. And I just wanted to mention this issue because it really, really made me give a damn, and really brought me back to get it. And I think that's what you always have to do. I mean, I enjoy badassery like anybody else. I enjoy a, big old fight. I enjoy cool, spray and pray optic blasts and stuff like that. But I think it's great that there's human elements to stories. I think after a while, you can get bogged down in either one. But as long as there's a good human element in a story, you'll care and you'll keep reading. So if you have four issues of craziness, when the fifth issue comes in, you care. It kind of stretches into other books that I've read that I think are really good that do that well. I think some books like Savage Dragon is so damn crazy and has so much shit going on in it. It kind of forgets that. It tries to build it, but it goes right back to punching somebody in the face. Invincible kind of almost falls, it slides into the Savage Dragon thing, but it'll redeem itself. But it's funny, it'll have like a nice little core scene, and then meanwhile on the planet yada yada, and you'll see a huge fight happen. So it's good to see these kind of things, in that. So I really recommend, that one right now. I mean, if you want to pick it up, again, we're at the ass end of this, epic cataclysm of shit that's happening in the Marvel universe. So there's plenty of indies to go out there and pick it up, like Ravenous. If you want to pick up Ravenous by Creature Entertainment in your local comic book shop, just ask them. Diamond Distribution has it. That's the one way of getting our stuff out there. So that's all I have for this week. I know, short and sweet. But we only get so many books to review every week and everything else. So I wanted to do this nice and tidy. Hopefully you were entertained in between one thing or another. So yeah, short one this week. It was really cool, fun. I loved having you guys. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up. You can always hit me up on Twitter @Fwakata, Fwacata, or email me at secretmediagroup@gmail.com. You can also call in. I'm probably using my voicemail thing for this place too. So if you have anything you want to review, or you don't want anything to say, or you disagree with me, or you agree with me, or what have you, you can always call me at 806-414-5826. That's 806-414-JUAN. See what I did there? How funny that was. I'm really glad that everybody kind of enjoyed the last one. It was really kind of cool. I glory one shot that I did on the 68's Facebook page, and for April Fools, and they caught me for 1 second. They were like, "Oh, Frank Darabont is going to develop this review," and then I've noticed the date. It was April 1st. Juan. So yeah, so that was just a April Fool's joke on their part. But yeah, check those. Go back to that review. Check those guys out. If you go to their Facebook page, you know, go like them. They have actually posted really cool shit. If you're into, like, again, you know, Vietnam zombies. And tell them Juan sent you. All right, guys. Till next week. Keep reading. Keep watching. Let's go.